The Democratic Party in New York is gearing up to defeat the state's 8 Republican members of the U.S. House. They are up for re-election next year. Governor Andrew Cuomo is leading the charge to flip those federal seats. But groups on the left say Cuomo should direct his energy closer to home. Karen DeWitt reports.
The state's Working Families Party director, Bill Lipton, says while it's great that Cuomo wants to help take the House back for Democrats, he should be working just as hard to reunite Democrats in the New York State Senate.
We have this contradiction of the governor being out there fighting to take back the House, and we have the state Senate controlled by Trump Republicans here in New York State, and he's turned a blind eye to that. And that is a situation that we think absolutely has to be addressed.
The state Senate is currently ruled by Republicans with the help of several breakaway Democrats. Democrats have 32 seats, numerically enough to rule the chamber, but they're divided into different feuding factions. Lipton says back in 2014, when the governor was seeking re-election, Cuomo pledged in exchange for the Working Families Party endorsement that he would help elect more Democrats to the state Senate. Lipton says that promise was never fulfilled.
The governor is not just the governor. He's also the head of the New York State Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party needs to rediscover a mission, a purpose.
Democrats already control the state assembly and, of course, the governor's office. Lipton says if Democrats also ruled the state Senate, New York would be in a stronger position, like that of the state of California, to provide a countervision to President Trump and the Republican-led Congress. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.